Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, I know that you trade on the daily and longer-term charts, but do you have any favorite day trading or scalping strategies?
Yeah, that's interesting that you've mentioned this. We're actually in the forum. We're actually going to bring in someone who has, I know it sounds weird, but he's going to talk about his daily scalping strategy. So it's kind of weird. What he does is I think he closes his trades the next day. So it's like a one candle deal. So you get the signal, you take the trade, and at the end of the day, you basically close your position out. So it's kind of like scalping because it's in and out, but because it's the daily chart, it's kind of weird. So that would be interesting. And I can probably see about putting a link up to that video down below. I'll have to clear it with him, but we might be able to put that in the show notes down there. And then the other thing I should mention is that I've probably said this too many times, but if you're looking to trade the lower time frames, you need to ask yourself as a trader, what's your goal? What are you trying to get out of this? Is it that you want to have more trades? Mm-hmm. Because you can do that by trading multiple markets, many markets. You can trade the 8-hour charts or the daily charts and watch 40 different markets. That's one way to get more trades. You don't have to necessarily chop down to the 5-minute charts and trade that, because there are some very drastic things that happen to you and to your brain when you do this. And so you have to be aware that it's a lot more difficult to trade these 5-minute charts, these 1-minute charts, than it is to make decisions on the daily chart. So I encourage everyone, especially in the beginning, to try to avoid trading the lower time frames and spend your time on the higher time frames, getting really good at that first before you start looking at the lower time frames. That's my suggestion. Mm-hmm. And if you want the in and out, then maybe you can do something like what I was talking about, who he's going to show us. We haven't recorded it yet. He's going to show us in the next couple of weeks as we record this. But by the time this podcast is out, it will have already been done. And so maybe you can look at something like that, where you have a system that kind of gives you these signals on the higher time frame, but you're in and out. If that's what you're after, that's a viable solution too. So that's something I should mention. And the other thing is, I had a system where you would basically take a trade and then you get out 3 candles later. So it's kind of like the exit is time based. So you might look at systems like that on higher time frames if that's what you're after. So I try and steer people away from the lower time frame charts. I think that's something that you graduate to as you get better as a trader. And also, it's something that you need to really focus on your mind and where you're at when you're making these decisions, because it's very close to gambling and addiction. And according to your brain, it's the same thing. The same area of your brain lights up. So I would try and steer away from these if possible. That's my point. I mean, I don't know. Have you ever tampered with the lower time frames, Hugh?
Oh yeah, for sure. And yeah, like you said, I'm just not built for that. I end up chasing stuff and I end up like trying to get things back and risking too much, and it's a big mess. So yeah, I agree with you on that.
You know, one thing I heard, though, I should just say, if someone's really adamant about doing this, one of my friends, he's in London, and he was showing me, I met up with him in a pub, and he was showing me his chart, his equity curve on his little scalping system. And what he said, which makes a whole lot of sense to me, which is he basically had one bullet. So he would scalp during the interbank market. So it's between when when New York closes, but the Asian session hasn't quite fired up yet. So Tokyo, it's like New York closes, but Tokyo's not open yet. Sort of that little, and he would take these really simple trades, sort of reversion to the mean trades, and he would do quite well. But he showed me he did really well as far as, you know, what I could see. It was only, I think, 2 or 3 months, but he was doing quite well. But what he said made a lot of sense to me, which is he would only take one bullet. So he had one bullet, he had one trade to take, and if he took that trade and it was a loser, that was it. That was it, the end of the day, and he would come back the next day. So he wouldn't allow himself to chase that last loss. If he had a winner, I think he had the option of taking another trade. But if he didn't have a winner, that was it. Close it down, go to sleep. It was quite late, obviously, where he lives. So that made a whole lot of sense to me. And if you're going to adopt a lower time frame system, that might be something that you do to sort of build that in to avoid chasing trades, and also have someone to be accountable to so that you can report every week or every day, say, look, this is what I did, these are the trade I took. And because you want to make sure you're sticking to your system, you want to make sure that you're not taking on too much risk by, like you say, I mean, it's so tempting, isn't it? You have a loser, you got to go back and take a trade twice as big so you can get it back, right? And then some. But that's I don't think that's going to work for most people. So there you go.
Okay, cool. Yeah, some great strategies. Thanks for that.
Thanks.